Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Next Wednesday, I will again participate in the U.S. Mint's Numismatic Forum in Washington, D.C. This is the third annual event where the Mint invites a handful of the coin hobby and industry's movers and shakers to share ideas on how the Mint operates and to solicit feedback on possible improvements. I participated in both prior forums. I write a widely followed weekly column for a numismatic website where I published articles after the first two numismatic forums of my observations and recommendations to the U.S. Mint. 2 years ago, in discussing opportunities for the Mint, my first recommendation was to issue a series of coins honoring American inventions by state. Although I don't know that there was a causal relationship, 2 months later, a bill was introduced in Congress to issue a series of $1 coins for each state and territory to honor American innovations. The bill passed Congress and was signed into law this summer. The first coin will be issued soon, with Michigan's dollar scheduled for 2025. After last year's numismatic forum, I again wrote a column reflecting on the event. This time, I complained that the Mint's presentation was too much on what they are doing and not enough of seeking input from the invited attendees on issues and problems in Mint products and operations. I don't know if this point in my article had any impact, but this year's numismatic forum is structured to get significant attendee feedback. Also, in last year's article, I noted that the Dutch government had privatized its mint and the Belgian government was closing its mint. So I asked if privatizing the U.S. mint should also be considered. I later received indirect feedback that top U.S. mint officials were not pleased with that suggestion. David Ryder, the director of the U.S. Mint appointed 6 months ago, has substantial private sector experience in anti-counterfeiting technology, a growing problem where the U.S. Mint has lagged other major world mints. As a result, I anticipate a more open discussion on how to improve U.S. Mint operations when I am there next Wednesday. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.